KORN News Radio Sports for this Monday, January 26th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Over the weekend, Mitchell Gymnastics turned in their best performance of the season. They would win the Lally Fourth Seth Invitational at Sioux Falls Lincoln. The Colonels posted a season-high team score of 147.8, finishing more than 3 points ahead of second-place Watertown. Kiana Groper led the way, sweeping titles in all four events, winning the all-around with a score of 38.25, while Mitchell's Olivia Prunty, she was second overall with a 36.525. Mitchell Gymnastics back in action this Saturday. They travel to Aberdeen for the ESD conference meets. Mitchell Girls Wrestling finished third as a team on Saturday at the River City Rumble in Chamberlain. Mitchell's Frankie Kranz finished first at 115 pounds as she improves to 19-6 on the season, while Danny Borgia placed second at 120 pounds. On the boys' side, Mitchell finished fourth as a team behind O'Gorman, Sisseton, and Chamberlain. Noah Bennett placed first at 132 pounds, while Rocky Clark, he also claimed first place at heavyweight, Rocky now 23-2 on the season. Mitchell Wrestling travels to Brandon tomorrow night for a triangular versus Watertown and Brandon Valley. That starts at 5 p.m. Ninth-ranked Dakota Wesleyan women's basketball won their 11th game in a row on Saturday, winning at the College of St. Mary 90-42. Riley Rosenquist had a game-high 19 points as the Tigers held St. Mary to just 27% shooting for the game. Dakota Wesleyan improves to 17-4 on the year, 13-2 in the GPAC. They host Briar Cliff, part of a doubleheader at the Corn Palace, on Wednesday night starting at 6 p.m. South Dakota State women's basketball picked up a road win at Kansas City on Saturday, 76-63. Brooklyn Meyer finished with a game high of 25 points and 8 rebounds, while Madison Mathewitz added 18 points for the Jackrabbits. SDSU women now 6-1 in the Summit League, 16-5 overall. They will host Omaha coming up Wednesday night at 7 p.m. It was the 44th annual Boys Hanson Classic on Saturday at the Corn Palace. Two of the top 10 teams in Class B came down to the final seconds. 7th-ranked Freeman would defeat number 5 Wessington Springs 51-48. Freeman's David Walter would hit the game-winning three-pointer with 4.5 seconds left. He finished with 16 points. 10th-ranked Parkston would defeat Lyman 56-49. Mason Jervik would lead the Trojans with a game-high 18 points, while O'Grady Bowar had 17. Parkston outscored Lyman 23-11 in the third quarter. A pair of undefeated teams in Class A, West Central would hold off number 3 Clark Willow Lake 55-52. Number 1 West Central, now the only undefeated team left in Class A boys. Trojans are 13-0. While Clark Willow Lake drops to 11-1. 6th-ranked Hamlin defeated number 1 in Class B, Viberg Hurley, 57-39. Number 9 Lennox defeated number 4 St. Thomas More by 2, 51-49. Hanson boys would lose to White River, 50-47, and Dakota Valley defeated Sioux Valley, 58-54. More sports online all the time at kornradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.